It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in Revelation chapter 13. We're going to begin with the third verse today. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. So you please open your Bibles to that chapter and verse, and we'll begin reading in just a few moments. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to send us an email, that's parkviewbible@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. And let's begin reading the scripture here. Revelation chapter 13, verse 3. Revelation 13, 3. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. They worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? There was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemes, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he had 42 months, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in the earth. And he was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. He exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them that dwell thereon to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. He doeth great wonders, as that he maketh fire come out from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that man and that no man might buy or sell, save that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after reading the precious scripture today. Father, I just thank you that we have the opportunity to enjoy this time. I just ask that you'll show us the way and will of your word. It's so important, dear Lord, that we understand what you're telling us and what we should do with it. We need your wisdom. We need your leadership. But first of all, dear Lord, we need your salvation, the salvation that you give to us. We need to accept it, and that's where many people make the mistake. They think that it's a kind of a universal salvation. Since you died for all, then all must be saved. That's not true, Lord, and we know that. And dear Father, I just ask that you'll touch every heart that's listening and they'll come to the knowledge and recognize that they're lost and they're dying in their sin and they need a Savior, and you're that Savior, your Son, the Lord Jesus. And they need to believe. They need to ask the Lord Jesus into their heart. Whosoever confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart, please, please. Scripture's so clear. It's a personal decision, and we need to make that decision. Now, please, Father, guide and lead us as we study your word, that we'll just know more about you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at these verses of Scripture, and I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death. His deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. They worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? We have above that, and we can just back up very quickly and read the verses prior to this. We kind of started with verse 3, because that's where we ended last time. I stood upon the sand of the sea. I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Upon his horns 10 crowns, upon his heads the name Blasphemy. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And then we're to verse 3, and I saw one of his heads was as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. As we look at the scripture, and if you'll remember, last time we were together, we enjoyed the study, looked back into some scripture verses in Daniel, and we looked at the reverse direction here with the bear, the leopard, the bear, and the lion, and then we find in the scripture it was the other way around. It was the lion, the bear, and the leopard, and we looked at all those things and spent almost the whole time talking about that. Now, about the 5th century, 476 A.D., after the birth of the Lord Jesus, the head of the great Roman Empire was wounded unto death. The leader was wounded to death. This monster empire of Rome was killed. Parts of it have existed even ever since, but the real head died. That was back in 476. Now, this was given to us in the year 96, and so some almost 400 years, 380 years later, we find that it took place. Every time the Word of God tells us, it comes to pass. Now the beast is that head raised to life again, consisting of 10 federated kingdoms. See, we have the 10 crowns, if you'll remember. And so as we look at these verses of Scripture here, we find 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon the horns 10 crowns. So there are 10 kingdoms that have united together. We've raised this beast back up, this monster empire of Rome that existed and was done away with. The head was cut off, literally, back in 476. The Roman Empire will rule again, and that's what we're talking about here. And all the whole world, everybody in the world wonders at this great miracle, this reviving of the Roman Empire. You know, back in 1948, when the nation of Israel was taken, allowed to go back into their land, believers, Christians, knew that that was a great, great day. The world didn't recognize it as so, but the Christians, the church, sure did. We knew what great decision that was because His Word tells us that they will return, and they were given back their land and was off of their land ever since 70 A.D., and so we're looking at not quite 1,900 years. They were dispersed around all the world, and all of a sudden they are given back a portion of the land that they had. And so you see, any time that the Palestinians desire to take more of the land, and our country, our leaders of this country, do not recognize that Israel, the Jews, own that. It's theirs. It was taken from them. It is the only piece of property that was literally given to a family. It's the only one. Any land that you farm and your family may be tradition and you've handed it down through many generations, but you're just, that land is just on loan to you. But the land that we're talking about, the land of Canaan from the Great Sea to the Great River, that land was given to the Jews, and they have the right to all of it. And so today we see wars and fighting going on, and it is literally a war between Satan and our God because of the fight, a little tiny spot. And to this day, there's not been found any oil. I believe that they're going to find one of the richest finds there. I think it's going to come. But right now, there is no mention of any thing that's great there. So why does people want it? Why do they want to annihilate Israel, the Jews? Because they are God's chosen people, and because the enemy is driven by Satan. And as we come to the end and come to the tribulation period, and that's what we're looking at here, this Roman Empire will once again rule. It will not be raised up until the church is raptured. The church is taken out. We're here today. The tribulation has not started. Many people believe that we're in maybe the first 3.5 years of the tribulation. That's not so. The tribulation will start at the calling home of the church, the rapture of the church. Then this building of this Roman Empire will begin once again. If you read here or hear of the one world government, if you hear that all men are brothers, yes, they are in the flesh. There is no difference between a person's skin color. There's no difference in a person because God created Adam and Eve, and we have all come from Adam and Eve. And then it came to a point where everything was so evil and wicked that we have Noah and his wife and 3 sons and their wives. And so then we all have come from that group as the earth was populated. We are all brothers, without question. But all men are not brothers as far as it is concerning God. Because of sin with Adam and Eve, because they had eaten of the forbidden fruit, we were separated from God. And the only way you can be a brother in Christ is to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. So you need to understand, and because this is a confusion, because there are many, many teachers out there, there are many religions out there that teach otherwise, that even though they don't believe in the Word of God, and they don't teach that you must be born again, it doesn't matter. We're all brothers in Christ. That's not so. To be a brother in Christ, brother or sister in Christ, you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him. Doesn't matter your color of skin, doesn't matter your nationality, it doesn't matter anything other than your relationship with Christ. And to have a brother in Christ can be in any foreign land if they know Jesus as their Savior. John 8:44, Jesus told the Pharisees, "Ye are of your father the devil." Does that help you understand a little bit that we're not all brothers unless you have come by faith to the Lord Jesus? This fourth verse here, "And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" This super leader, this world dictator, will literally, charismatically sweep everybody off their feet. And they will fall to him. They'll worship him. You know, today we're in a time that many people, the politicians, think they're gods, and they think they're the only ones that know what is right and what's best. Movie stars, they think that anything they say we're to listen to, because they are so popular, they undoubtedly must be very wise. Not so. Rock stars, people literally faint from excitement seeing a rock star or hearing certain music. We are in the age of idols. We're in the age that people worship personalities. We need to worship God. And here, this fourth verse tells that very carefully and very clearly. It says, "And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. They worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" They fell down and worshiped him. And then verse 5, "And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things, and blaspheme, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. This pride that was there, the beast boasts and is a blasphemer. And there is a time period set, and that's 42 months. And if you'll notice, that is 3.5 years. 3.5 years. So we're mid-tribulation here. We're halfway through the tribulation. 3.5 years. But they are prideful. They boast. They're blasphemers. And in verse 6, "And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and them that dwell in the earth." Isn't that ever so clear? He blasphemes every part that is special to the Lord. That's all he can do, is blaspheme. Boy, doesn't that sound correct today? We can't pray. We can't pray openly. We can't speak of being a Christian and being born again. We can't speak the name of the Lord Jesus Christ without being criticized. We have to do it in the privacy almost of our home. So far, we can do it still in our churches, but we should be able to do it in our schools, in any public place. We should be able to stand. All other religions can stand, but not a true Christian. They do not like the Word of God. They do not want the Word of God read nor studied. They do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And so those that have went another means, that say the devil doesn't care. He just lets them alone. He just lets them go. But, my friend, you need to understand that the reason that the battle is becoming so furious is because we're getting close to the rapture of the church. Now, I know they've been saying that for many, many years. But one thing is true. We're closer today than it was yesterday. We're closer today than we were yesterday. Understand that. And again with verse 6, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in the earth. And then on to verse 7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Makes war with the saints. And the 8th verse really ties with it. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world. He makes war with the saints. The beast can conquer, can kill, but he cannot take eternal life away. It is wonderful. We have many martyrs, and if you remember back in the 6th chapter of Revelation, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were a noise of thunders, and one of the four beasts say, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and him that sat, and we had all those things that come through. But at the end of that section, then in verse 9, "And when I had opened the 5th seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou judge and avenge our blood upon the that dwell upon the earth? And there was white robes given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled." And so you see, as we look at this 7th verse here, an 8th verse again, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the Lamb's book of life." Now, we need to understand that many, many folks have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is so sad that they have rejected Jesus. They need to come by faith to him. They need to trust in him. And so please that you will call upon him, ask him to come into your heart and save you, because you will bow down to this devil, and you will bow down to Satan and his cronies and his crowd if you do not come by faith to Jesus. Jesus, when you come to him, he will give you wisdom and strength to discern right from wrong and what to do, and they can't touch you. But those that are not written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundations of the world, they're who we're talking about. How can your name be written down? And that is, you come by faith to Jesus. Please come by faith to Jesus Christ. If any man have an ear, let him hear. Please, please, will you listen? Does it get any clearer than that? If any man hath an ear, let him hear. Please, please, listen carefully. Now we move on forward to verse 11, "And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." Another beast coming out of the earth, two horns like a lamb, spake as a dragon. These two beasts were world dictators in their separate fields. One was political and one is religious. Now the second beast makes his appearance. Things will be calm. It's a false peace. The first beast that we have here is a secular power. The second beast will be religious power. The first beast will be a Gentile. The second beast will be a Jew. The first beast had 10 horns. The second beast had 2 horns. The first beast is a civil authority. The second beast, a religious authority. Now, you've got the summary of what we have here. he that exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell thereon to worship the first beast whose deadly wounds was healed. That's verse 12. Now let me back up again and read verse 11 and 12 together. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them that dwell thereon to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Let's look at that. The second beast is under the first beast. The second beast used military power, and the first beast is there to enforce his demands. The second beast is like a lieutenant to the first. The second beast appears after the first beast. The first beast is the head of this vast military and political system. He will perish at the coming of the Lord, with a flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God. At the end of the tribulation, there's going to be a time. Do you know that the devil offered this power and this strength to Jesus the first time? Let's look at Luke. Luke chapter 4. This very power that these two are taking up was offered to the Lord Jesus. Well, the devil thought he could tempt him. The Lord Jesus possesses all this already. Luke 4, verse 5. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world as a moment in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, all this power will be given thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Devil wasn't very smart, was he? Jesus already had it. But Satan offered it once again, and this time they accepted it. Satan has great power. If you read Psalm chapter 2, it's very important to see what is to take place here. Psalm chapter 2, and let's turn back there, and we're not going to read the full chapter, but you'll get the understanding. Why do heathens rage and people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision or contempt. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise not therefore, now therefore, O ye kings, be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. What a verse of Scripture. And so please understand, God the Father will give Jesus the kingdom and the earth. Satan, yes, has much power, but his power is going to go away. No power on the earth can withstand this tremendous political beast, but we know God's power will prevail. My dear friend, it is wonderful to study the Word of God, and we're going to stop there, and we'll begin there next time. And I just want to ask you a question. my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?